Good morning from wherever you are. This is Jared Khan from Nairobi. Today we're going to be talking about investments which are ripe to be done in Kenya. Remember, Kenya is one of the countries that is ready for investments, and for any expatriate, any outsider, non-Kenyan holder of passport or identification documents, the only thing you just need to invest in Kenya right now is capital, and you need to understand where you're gonna invest because it has got one of the absolutely best government policies in terms of you can work in Kenya without permit at times, maybe in quotes. You realize that there is a free government policy in terms of more so East Africans, people from Tanzania, people from Uganda, people from Rwanda, extensive people from South Sudan, one of the youngest nation in Africa, and may and lastly Burundi. It will be remembered that Kenya has one of the most friendly people to people from outside. They like to embrace people, and you find that when you want to set up business, the permit process is quite efficient through proxies or directly as a person. The payment method of the permit, you do all these things online. You don't need to interact with authorities. You can register business at the comfort of your home. There is Huduma centers whereby they are highly integrated. There is sites like eCitizen, and more so the internet connectivity in the country is quite robust. I can tell you there is quite enormous things you can get in this country. The only thing that is holding anyone to do business is capital and understanding the market. Of course, there's other things at a personal level you'll have to do, like looking for leads, segmentation of your market. You should be having personnel. And all those things with dedication and drive, those are things you can do. And you can reach out to me through Facebook, Instagram. You can check us out on YouTube, and more so, you can also email us at jaredkhan@gmail.com. We shall be happy to hear your feedback. Which industry do you want to invest in? There's quite some few industries that are good, and I'll say that if you're an agricultural business for export or local consumption, there is wide quite market. Remember that in Kenya there's no quite well integrated business investment wise, from maybe we say backward integration forward and such kind of things, so by the supply chain is quite open. There's quite business like Twiga Foods, which are trying to integrate backward with the farmers by through contracting, and it has got people who sell the front people who does the sales for them, the logistics people. I say that's one of the opening field most of the COVID. I think that's one of the niches that is quite expansive, and it's quite promising for this nation. There is real estate boom in Kenya at the moment. And most so people from diaspora, they identify with many in real estate companies that are doing extremely quite good in Kenya. But I'd advise that if you want to get into real estate, you've got to be quite vigilant, because being duped is one of the first things. And court cases will drag you, report the person. And once your money moves out of your pocket into one of these wrong or con real estate companies, that through one or two things, they quite take some time before you get hold of your money back. It will be quite some time. And ICT is a new niche in Kenya. Remember that there is quite good environment, business environment for technology companies in Kenya. Mostly it's an opening space. But this will require you to have good investment because there is quite huge license with the Communication Authority. But of course, the ICT depends on the level of ICT you're talking about. Maybe tech like software companies you want to invest. So that one require list of you because you just need some licensing permit for your work and you're good to go. Stock market in Kenya is quite a high-end something, I'd say. But this also helps. People are trying these things out. This is one of the niches that is expansive and trying to grow. Investing in tourism in Kenya could be one of the areas also. There is renewable energy, circle investments, maybe, and quite others. I mean, if you identify your niche, you could always do anything that you like. And that's some just few tips of investment in Kenya. I'll add more as we go. That's our introductory phase of investing in Kenya today. It's been good having you around. Thank you for your time and good afternoon.